right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the LTD podcast. Today we got a man that's very opinionated. He's unapologetic. He's pulverizing. He gets under people's skins. He's trending every week.
Every month.
Every day. I'm sure you guessed it by now. We got the one and only authority. You guys might know him as Nota.
Yeah.
Nota, what's good, broski?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
I'm easy, man. I'm chilling.
Man, we got a lot to talk about today.
Yeah. No, but let's start with how you were always getting the most pussy. No, that's... I'll give you that, dog. I'll give you that. I won't lie. Niggas used to hate, dog. You know, we used to hate the most bongs. Bongs couldn't believe it, dog. Because, like, you didn't even have a song out at that point in time, dog.
Yo, no, I didn't expect this.
No, seriously. Remember?
No, I've calmed down, bro. Don't calm this down,
And these are my OGs, dog.
Yo, no, you understand? Calm down,
what I'm trying to say is that when we were coming up, I was telling this to, I was telling Leslie this. When we were coming up, we were looking at you. I can't wait to the day that we are getting the girls like you niggas and everything else. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. You know, sharp. I know we came up. Okay, no, we did that. The boys today.
What's going on with the boys?
When I tell them stories, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I think actually let's not, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be like a brand new man, which I'm trying to clean up my image, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Let's start. Funny enough, the first time I heard of Nota was during those days, I think 2008 or 9.
7, 8.
No, I'm saying the first time I heard of Nota. No, 2008, actually.
Yeah.
I went to a launch specifically. It was like the Fresh to Death launch. LES, we were in a bus, first time seen in the SA in a tour bus, heading out to a launch.
With a fucking boardroom in the fucking bus, yeah, to say that.
Bro.
With all the baddest bitches.
Bro.
Mm-hmm.
Courtesy of you. You were the man behind that.
Yeah.
And that was like the
myself first... Myself and my partner, Eli.
That is crazy. How old were you even?
I was 18.
I'm not going to lie. There's never been a better launch since that time.
Thank you.
There's never. I'm not going to cap on that.
But we had to.
Yeah.
Because that launch really set it up for all of you guys, not just for Les. Mm-hmm. The whole entire game was looking at that launch event to say, yo, we're actually better than these house cats.
Oh, shit. You're taking it there?
Like, that was the whole entire point.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched these house cats, you know, come into the game. They take songs from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they licensed them. I mean, that was whole Soul Candy's whole play.
Yeah,
they get these big songs in Europe. All of them. They license the songs. They do compilations. They don't even make music. You know what I mean? They weren't even producing. And they were making all the money as well because the game was for gigs. Mm-hmm. And DJs were getting all the gigs. You know what I mean? They don't even have to perform.
Mm-hmm.
And the club owners, you know, supported that because they didn't need artists to come to the club. You know, so that's why I was like, I was in the game to change that. I was like, I want hip-hop artists to have a stage to perform. And even at that party, dog, we booked Smoo and Monde, dog. Mm-hmm. And we put them on the small floor, the house floor. Made sure that the smallest floor is the house floor. Yeah, I put Smoo on the small floor there. And Monde,
R.I.P. Yo, man, shout out to the OG.
I put him on the small floor and I told him, I know you're playing house. I'm going to put you on the small floor because the hip-hop cats need to know that you're going to have to take the small floor. You know, and Touch was there on the big floor, dog. He That's came through up. To play because he was like, yo, what a vibe.
You see, Nota, the reason why I even mentioned that thing, that last thing to begin with, is obviously I got love for you and what you've done in the game from the beginning. A lot of people don't know about that. When they see Nota trending every week, they just think, this is a guy that's just looking for attention. That is mean. You know what I'm saying? They don't know the history of everything that you did from the beginning. You know, I came around the same time. Well, maybe he came maybe a few years later, Questa. So we came up in the game together. So I got to see what you did in the game. So that's why I get bothered sometimes when I see, for lack of a better word, when I see the antics.
Mm. Right? But I told you about...
Because it takes away from everything. It doesn't take away, we know.
Yeah.
But from people just looking at Nota from face value,
yeah.
people who don't know the history, yeah. that's what they think of Nota.
Yeah, I get that. But you guys are too married to what people think. Me, I don't give a damn.
You don't give a damn.
I couldn't give a damn, dog. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, there was a point in time where I used to sleep in the club. Nobody would take pictures. You understand? And I would be sleeping in the club, dog. I'd be sleeping in the club. Mm-hmm. And I'd be sleeping in the club, and people would want to move me, and the bouncer would be like, no, don't touch that man. Mm-hmm. I'm like, nigga, do you understand that your monthly salary is what they paid me to sleep on this couch? Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, right now, mm-hmm. and you're trying to say, yo, don't sleep here, you're embarrassing yourself. No, mm-hmm. nigga. The bouncer is saying, don't touch me, because he knows he's guarding me.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, there's a reason why they're allowing me to sleep in the club. There's a reason why you've never seen another nigga sleep in the club, because they kicked that motherfucker out. You are not allowed to sleep in the club.
Let's actually get to it, Nota.
You are not allowed to sleep in the club. Let's know that.
A lot of people don't know. They don't have context.
Yeah.
Right? They saw a picture of you sleeping in the club.
Yeah.
But they don't know why you were sleeping in the club, how it happened. Okay, first of all, it's not going to happen because, as you can see, guys, we got 6 cans of Mo Fire. There is no way Nota's falling asleep. Yeah. Okay? And I want to give people a reference to that picture. They saw you sleeping at the club.
We need the...
Tickle. Shout out to DJ Spoo. It's not a sponsored post.
He sent this from Florida, dog. The guy's in Florida and he sent through. You know, you're going to make me get bottles for Charlemagne.
Oh. Okay.
And you know Charlemagne's got the Mo Fire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to DJ Spoo. I want to give you guys reference to that picture.
Okay? Yeah.
So I had Nota coming in for an episode. I was shooting 2 podcasts in 1 day, right? I had Pearl Tusi and I had Nota, okay? I knew there was a little bit of friction, so what I did is I put in Pearl Tusi from 4:30 to 5:30. And Nota I gave it an hour break, 6:30 to 7:30.
And guess who?
And guess what?
Guess who was late?
Pearl Tusi and Nota.
She was later.
Yeah, she was later. Okay. And Nota fell asleep.
So immediately, someone on my team, immediately as though that person leaked and posted that, someone on my team already, my team is always watching the internet. They're watching everything.
Clearly. You shocked me when you showed me that picture.
I know. Immediately.
It was like real time.
I know. Immediately. So then I had to reassure my team. I'm like, no, I'm not sleeping. I'm watching. Mm-hmm. I can see what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm watching. You understand? I see what's going on. Because they're like, yo, were you sleeping at Sumo? I was like, no, this is actually happening right now. Like, I'm watching. I'm seeing what you're seeing. I'm seeing this whole entire thing. So I'm like, okay, no, cool. So clean. So I was like, clean, sharp. Okay. I'll save it. But this was like, when was this? 2 days before we're shooting this now.
So, okay. So then what happens is, after me and Pearl 2C shoot the episode, I go speak to Nota.
Yeah.
I said, Nota, Pearl's got a problem because of what you said. Can you please
apologize
to Pearl Tusi, make things right?
And what did I say?
Because I know the other side of you.
Yeah.
I know you're far from stupid. You're a smart guy.
You're a peacemaker.
I know you're a smart guy. Yeah. And for me, I was just trying to be a peacemaker in that situation and bring you guys together. But situation just went left after you and Pearl Tusi spoke together.
It didn't go left.
It went left, Nota.
No, she said what she felt, right? She was never going to change her mind. I was never going to change her mind. I'm not going to convince her, right? Because she's already been poisoned against me because she doesn't understand. I said what I said. I said she didn't know. Like, this is what I said to her. You know, I said, bro, you came for me. I never came for you ever. You came for me when I was trolling Cass. You came for me while I was trolling Cass, right? Mm-hmm. Number one. You came for me while I was trolling Cass. You interfered while I was busy with Cass. So you put yourself in the line of fire. And I'm the type of person where if I'm going for you, I will go for your dead relatives.
No, wait.
I'm just saying that. No, but that's the level that I always take it to. I'm on death con.
Okay, wait.
6.
Nota, wait.
6.
I'm going to play devil's
advocate. Not 3, Nota, dog. Listen, 6.
Let me play devil's advocate.
Why? I have to do that.
Hold up,
Nota. You can't play devil's advocate. I have to do that. That's the only way to protect myself.
Wait, Nota. Let me play devil's advocate. Because Pearl's not here to defend herself. Okay? No, wait. Nota. Let me break it down. It's a conversation.
Yeah,
you're a smart guy. I'm a smart guy. Yeah. We are both grown.
Yeah,
and I feel we can have a productive conversation about this. The only problem I even have about the situation, even personally. You guys can have a problem. That's okay. I'm not the one that wants...
I don't have a problem with her. I love her.
But argue, oh, you love her?
Yeah,
okay,
I love her.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It takes love to be able to...
The only problem that I have...
You know, look out for someone.
The only problem I have...
Yeah.
Like, you guys can have your misunderstandings. But when you start bringing in people's kids...
I didn't bring in the kids.
You did, no time.
No, let me tell you what happened with the kids. Let me tell you what happened with the kids, right? Yeah. Let me tell you what happened with the kids, dog. Dog, risking my fucking life. Right? Okay. We leave Bushfire Festival. Mm-hmm. Right? I arrive at the Sama's 15 minutes before they start. I've been talking to the Sama organizers because we missed the rehearsals for two nights in a row. When we walk into the stage, I'm supposed to be getting an award from Mam Sibongile Khumalo. Mm-hmm. Now we have to be taking pictures with Pearl Tuse and her daughter. Why? Because she has to bring her daughter backstage. Why? Because she has to be a superstar to bring her daughter backstage. You understand? And now her daughter... who's never got on stage, who didn't spend R500,000 creating the best-selling hip-hop album of all time, do you understand, to get to this level where Mam Sibongile Khumalo, rest in peace, is giving you the first award on the night at the Sama's after you headlined Bushfire the night before. You understand what I'm saying? I don't have to be talking to your daughter or seeing her backstage, bro. You brought her here. You understand? You brought her onto your Instagram. You use your daughter so that we can have sympathy, so that we can give you a bag. No, wait, this is the truth of the matter. And what happens is this, but I'm being honest. There's a reason why Michael Jackson used to have his kids under a veil, right? Because when you bring them under into that spotlight, right, you're going to be criticized for your actions while you're under that spotlight. And what I'm trying to say to you is this, there's no way you're going from Quantico to hosting at Montana and Sumo, just like Tejo M, who drugs her grandmother on the timeline one day and trends, right? That's the same level, right? And then you still expect us to have that same level of respect for you when you've shown us that you are supposed to be a family woman, you've got your kid here and everything else. It's inconsistent. And that inconsistency is what I'll call out. And I understand what you're saying. Yes, oh no, but now don't bring the kids. Dog, the kids are always brought into it. They're on the timeline. They're on the internet. The internet does not forget. When you're doing whatever you're doing, you need to understand that there's consequences. You've got kids, and your kids will be witness to all your floppery, everything that you do, any single time. And your kids are bearing witness to it. And it's not me that made it that way. That's the way things are. And you cannot protect your kids from that. Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, but not. Listen, for me, you are saying because you had to take pictures with the kids.
Did I say anything bad about the kids? No. I didn't insult the kids. No, I said, you've got kids.
The way she mothers her kids. That,
I said she's a helicopter parent.
Yeah, but where are you when she's mothering her kids?
It's not about where she's mothering her kids. Yeah. Let me tell you what it's about. It's when she's not mothering her kids. What is she doing? When she's not mothering her kids, she's at the club. She's
are you saying if you're a mother, you can't be at the club?
As a mother. At that no.
You realize she's a single parent, right?
No, it's not about being a single parent.
Is,
you can't be club hosting, dog. No, it's not about you. So you have to do everything. Let her be a stripper then.
Okay,
let her be a porn star. Let her open an OnlyFans. If you do anything to make money, then do anything.
That's what I'm trying to say.
My mother never hosted at the club,
but your mother had, your father was also there to help her out financially. If she's
why?
In a situation
why?
Where she's a
why?
Mother.
Why? Because my mother knew how to behave, to be a wife that knows how to stay. Wait. Yeah. We need to give women responsibility. You understand? My mother knew how to keep her husband because she knew that she needs her husband to raise her sons. You understand what I'm saying? And we never allow women to take responsibility for that. Let me tell you something. My father had to put up with my mother as well. I know how my mother is difficult to put up with. My father is a Tsonga man. You understand? So I faced tribalism within my own home. My mother is a Xhosa woman. I saw my father have to prove himself as a Tsonga man to his wife's Xhosa family, number one. Mm-hmm. Number one, not my father to be respected had to be the richest nigga. Why is it when it's a dad, it's okay to say, yo, you're a father. You're a dad. Oh, you're someone's father. Oh, hey, what are your kids going to say? But as soon as it's a woman, oh, no, don't bring my kids into it. Oh, don't bring our kids into it. Your mothers. Yo, women take no accountability for anything in this society, and that pisses me off, dog. They don't take any accountability, and they need to be victims the whole entire time. Why do you always need to be victims? Why are you victims? You don't do anything for yourselves.
What do you mean they're victims?
What do you mean? What are they? What are they? When have you ever seen a woman winning? Whenever she's on
the
magazine cover, it's because she's the greatest victim of the year. Oh, she survived something. Oh, someone tried to pour hot water on her, and now she dodged it. So she's on the magazine cover. She suffered this. It's always about, I'm a victim of this. It's never because you overcame anything. Dog, if you're down in the doldrums, out on the street with nothing, you lose, dog, as a man.
But no, you can't put all women underneath that
Can I tell you why? Can I tell you why I do that? Because I've observed women. I've watched them, dog. I've watched them. And it disgusted me.
What disgusted
you? Let me tell you something. I watched this. I was having a lunch with my wife, and I was making her pay for the lunch this time. This was quite recently. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know, feel how it is to pay for something. You know what I mean? So we're looking at these guys who are doing construction on the other side of the road. And those guys are pressing with the thingamajig. And I said, baby, that guy with that jackhammer, that's it, is making so much noise, but you didn't even notice him. You can't even see it. That thing is making so much fucking noise. But because he's a black man in overalls, your brain is so tuned out, you can't even hear him. I'm like, I can't even stand this noise. Like, let's sit inside. She wants to sit outside. We're sitting outside the restaurant. That thing is making so much noise. She can't even notice that this guy is doing the whole time because he's a black man. She can't even see him. He's invisible. I couldn't believe it. My heart sank, dog. I was like, that's how black women see us. When we're black men in overalls or your construction workers, they've tuned us out like they tune out the birds.
Yeah, but
sometimes you don't
notice.
You can't
put all black women.
You know, and unless you're heartbroken, you don't notice that when you go onto your balcony, the birds are always making beautiful sounds. You go onto that balcony all the time, the birds are always making sounds. You don't even notice it. The day you're heartbroken, how you notice? Oh, my goodness. Oh, the birds are so beautiful. the day you're heartbroken, that's when you notice. What I'm trying to say is that women have tuned out a black man that doesn't have money. He's tuned out the same way they tune out the sound of birds. The same way if you stay in town, you tune out the sound of trucks or ambulances or police cars. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't even hear them. I once watched my wife on TikTok, dog. You know, I was watching her lying on the bed, right? And I was watching her through the sliding door. And I was like watching this person, like just like on the phone like this. And I'm watching her from the other side, dog. And I said, and I'm like, this thing has got you. Like, it possesses you. It owns you. The things that women, the content that women make on TikTok, the thing that trends, it's all misandrous content. It's all misandry. The media is about hating black men. The media says black men are a danger. You've never seen in the media where they say black women
are
a danger.
Black men,
no, they're not. No.
Why do we have GBV in a situation like this now?
It's not that bad.
Have you seen the stats? How did you say it's
not
bad?
Yes, I've seen the stats.
So how can you say it's not bad?
It's not that bad.
How many black women are murdered?
To say is this,
how are you saying it's not bad?
More black men are murdered. Why is that not an outrage?
Yes, more black men are murdered by black men.
Why? Because black men are dehumanized.
But you can't say it's not that bad.
The reason why is because it's so unfair to be a black man that the only way to get ahead is to get someone killed or to steal from someone. That's how unfair the system is on a black man.
Yeah, but we can't just...
No, I'm serious. Yeah.
Okay, we have a conversation. Guys, can we relax? Please. If you feel this way about black women, why did you marry a black woman?
Because I can.
No, that's
not
make
sense. I'm not a poor black man.
Yes,
think about it. I've worked my way up. Think about it. I've worked my way up to the level where I can manage. Dog.
So you married your wife knowing all of this?
I married my wife knowing that even if she wiles out, I'm still taking care of her, and that's why she can't wile out. She's wiling out to the level she can, to the extent that she can. She's wiling out because she's wiling out. She can. She can wile out. She knows that she can wile out. What am I going to do if she wiles out, dog? What am I going to do? What can I do? I need to watch her.
So you married your wife knowing that you don't respect black women?
Knowing that, dog. No,
I'm
knowing that.
You a question.
No, hold on. Knowing that I need to have a black woman with something to lose, number one. Seriously? And also, I need to have a black woman who knows that if she loses me, she loses everything. You understand what I'm saying? That's my thing, is that if you have a black woman, she cannot have other options. I've seen it before, dog. I was an intern at Bada Bing when Euphonic came and smashed Bonang. and the company came crashing down to the ground.
Yeah, but you know,
I'm serious. Yeah. I was at Bada Bing when Black Coffee came and impregnated Smax's baby mama. I mean, not Smax's baby mama, Smax's ex. You understand? And the nigga had to fly to East London to do paternity tests and everything else. And the only reason he knew it wasn't his kid is because the kid had really black ears. I saw that shit happen. You understand what I'm saying? So the only reason those women did that to these niggas is because they knew that if they fuck over these niggas, it's not the end for them. If Bonang knew that if she cheats on Slick with Euphonic, it's the end of her career, she would have never done that. I'm just saying. You understand what I'm saying? My wife knows that there's a certain level at which she can push me. And if you push me beyond that level, it's lights out for everything.
Wait.
I'm serious. You'll be busking at Park Station. I'm serious. Serious. You understand what I'm saying? So that's the thing. So I worked my way to that level. Also, because I want to uplift black women. I'm not going to be as... think about it. Why is it that all the black men, when they get money, they get a white woman? Nah. Let the broke niggas go for the white woman. Why? Because then it gives them something to achieve. Why? Because white women won't date a black man that won't get them somewhere, that won't get them something, right? And therefore, they know that going into the relationship, they know that they need to achieve a certain level, right? And they know that they're bringing something to the table. If the white woman accepts them, if she accepts them because he's going to be the Springbok captain. You understand what I'm saying? And then he's going to get every bag.
Yeah, but clearly we don't agree on the subject because I know a lot of amazing black women.
Yes,
yeah,
there are. And those ones need to be married to the amazing black man.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But what you are doing with this conversation is you painting a narrative that all black women are that type of way.
I'm challenging the good black women to come and stand up and prove me wrong. That's what I'm doing.
How should they prove
Because
you
that's
wrong?
The only way.
How
I'm
do
serious.
You want them to prove
the people
wrong?
Are only motivated
yeah,
by
but
either
how
fear
do you want the black women to prove
by
you wrong?
Standing up and showing themselves. How? You understand? Let me tell you something. The day a black woman comes out front and center and uplifts a black man that's still alive, not when he's dead, Shauna Ferguson.
No, that's still alive. No,
I'm serious. No. The day, I'm serious. The day we start seeing, women don't even uplift their fathers.
There's some
women who were raised by great men. We never see that they were raised by great men until that great man dies. And he's like, oh, you were such a great father. Now that he's dead, why? Because the society needs to see great black men being uplifted because we're not going to produce any great black men unless we're showing them role models.
No, sir. Let's not be disrespectful to people.
I'm not being disrespectful.
Yeah, let's not do that, bro.
I'm not being disrespectful.
You can get your message across with us not taking it.
I didn't take it in a disrespectful way.
Yeah,
I'm saying
but that sounds very disrespectful.
How does it sound disrespectful?
Let's not speak about people that have passed on. Me and you can have a very productive conversation.
Bro,
we can get the message across without being disrespectful.
Okay, that wasn't disrespectful. But
yeah.
Okay, if you feel that it was,
my mother is a black woman, so I feel offended. For us talking about black
my mother's
women,
also like a black woman.
Exactly, but maybe
so
I feel
my mother wilds
no,
out, dog.
No,
she's not perfect.
No, yeah,
nah,
no,
my mother's not Mother Teresa, dog. Nah,
yeah,
nah,
it's not about
nah,
Mother
not
Teresa.
A
no,
not
wait,
a
no, it's a wait.
No
it's
way.
It's not about Mother Teresa. It's like
dude,
about us.
My mother is my father's wife.
Yes.
Not my wife.
I hear you.
I'm not here to defend her honor.
That's
no, dog. That's the thing.
You don't have to defend her honor.
No, there's a lot of niggas that were raised by single mothers that have to defend their mother's honors because their father's not there. I don't have to defend my mother's honor. My dad is there. You understand what I'm saying?
It's not about
Wait. Yeah. What I'm trying to say is this. I need to tell you this thing. This is also another thing that happens. Because that's why we have a lot of black women that then depend on their sons. Because now they're replacing the role of a male figure with their son. You understand?
Yeah,
It's not about taking care of the son.
What is the bug?
As a black woman, you don't allow a nigga to nut inside you unless you are sure that he's going to be able to take care of the kid that can come outside of you.
You can never see the future of if the guy's going to be there. Niggas nut on girls and be out. You can never put that responsibility.
Dog.
How do you make sure?
You're not the Virgin Mary.
How do you make sure?
You're not the Virgin Mary,
No, but
dog.
How do you make... You can never make sure, bro.
When
you got married, yes. Did you know that you and your wife are not going to be together now?
We are together. We're married.
No, it's, are you and your wife not separated?
No, we don't have a kid. Yes.
Yes, but are you not separated?
No, no, no. My wife is wherever she is. We're not, yes, we're but not separated.
You, yeah, but are you guys separated or not?
No, we're not separated.
Are you still with your wife?
Yes, I'm still with my wife.
Okay, maybe yes. You went to
on a form of paper, on a form of paper where she has to sign, she has to sign married.
No, I'm not talking about no, I'm not talking about technical.
I'm not talking about technical. I never chased her out of the house and I said, yo, get the fuck out of here.
No, understand. We can never say whatever in whatever situation that
I'm talking about pregnancy. I'm not talking about married. Married is taking a decision, going to sign papers, going to home affairs, okay. Or going to
how do you take responsibility of another human being?
What I'm trying to say is this. What I'm trying to say is this. I did not get my wife pregnant. Why? Because I was taking responsibility for something that's permanent. Now, a marriage, right? If you guys don't agree, you can go to the court. You can get it dissolved. A kid is forever. Whether you're married to the girl or not, the kid is forever. You're bound to this woman forever. So that decision needs to take a little bit more consideration than going to home affairs and getting married, having a baby, because the consequences are much more permanent. And also, there's another life that could be potentially damaged in this process, right? So what I'm trying to say is this, is that just as much as you are responsible for saying yes to a nigga, he has to court you. Yes. If you fall for it, and then you allow yourself to be pregnant, knowing that your value as a woman depreciates after having a child. Yes, it does. That's a fact of the matter. That it does.
What?
It does. No. That's a fact of the matter. Yes? Okay. Yeah, it does.
I don't think it does.
Right? It does. Yeah. It does. Dog, the thing is this. Women, right? Especially grandmothers, right? Allow their daughters to get away with having kids. And then the grandmother will raise the kid, right? And then her daughter will be out there gallivanting, hosting at Sumo or whatever, doing whatever.
Let's not take it there.
I'm just saying, there's a child at home growing up. You understand? Whenever you meet this girl, she's like, no, my little brother. You understand?
No.
I'm just saying, there's a whole lot of these things. Wait. Who allows these things? Women. And we never allow them to take responsibility for those things. Yes, we allow men to take responsibility for the things that they... We're taking responsibility for the fact that men kill.
We're on a podcast to have a conversation. Let me talk. You can never, ever say a woman must make sure the guy that nuts in her is going to be there forever. I'll give you a situation.
If she allows him to nuts inside her.
I'll give you an example. What? It could be Mr. Prince Charming. Could be the perfect. Wait.
No.
Wait. Can I explain my point, please?
No.
Let's have a conversation.
No.
No, are we not gonna have a conversation?
If you're my sister.
Wait. Are we not gonna have a conversation?
Okay,
we have to have a conversation.
Okay, sharp.
Let's respect each other.
Okay, sharp.
Okay, cool. If a guy is Mr. Prince Charming, he's perfect for the woman at that point, right? They have a relationship. They have sex. They plan. But if the guy goes out there and he fucks up, you can never blame the woman for that situation. If a guy fucked up, are we not taking accountability for a guy's mistakes? We can't put everything on women.
Yeah, I'm not putting everything on women.
That's what you're doing, though. You're saying a woman must make sure. She can never
you're
make
saying
sure.
She's completely
she can never
not
make sure.
Responsible. No, what I'm saying is that let's not absolve them of any responsibility.
No, sir, let's be honest.
Let's bring up that they're also
who
responsible.
Who cheats more in the relationships? Guys, obviously.
It's not about who cheats more.
Yeah, but...
It's
most
not about who cheats more. It's not
we
about
fuck
who cheats
up more than women
it's
in relationships. Guys fuck up more than women in relationships.
No, they don't. No, they
we
don't.
We do. Guys fuck up more. That's
no, it's not about.
No, that's an honest opinion.
Okay, even if guys fuck up more.
We do.
Guys
fuck up more. It's an honest opinion.
Okay, how do guys fuck up?
Let's be honest.
How do guys fuck up? I'm just saying, how do guys fuck up?
How do guys fuck up?
Yeah. By doing what? What do guys do that is a fuck up?
We can say cheating.
Cheating?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
that is the main reason more relationships break up.
Because they
women
not,
also do cheat, obviously.
No,
women do
that.
Cheat.
Okay, what
but
else?
But guys
do they do?
Cheat.
No, I just don't know. You're cheating? Okay, Sharp, what else?
I think that is like if I could put the main reason, why guys and women, why there's breakups, is a cheating thing.
Okay.
Women fuck up with their situations.
I haven't had that problem. I haven't cheated on my wife.
Yeah, it's not about you alone.
I don't know the problem. Okay. You understand? I'm just saying that there's other problems that you can have.
Yeah, obviously.
With women. Now,
let's get off this conversation.
I'm just saying, as women, the responsibility is with the woman. You must understand that every single abuser comes out of a vagina.
No.
Yes. Sir. Whether they're male or female.
Yeah, but who made the baby? It takes two people to make the baby. You can't blame women for everything, Nota.
I'm not blaming them for
everything. It takes two people.
What I'm trying to say is that let's not remove them from all of the blame. Because that's what we're doing in society.
Yeah, but you are blaming them for everything.
No, I'm not blaming them for everything. I'm saying that as women, you need to look at how do we contribute to this toxic society that we're living in right now. Because it's fucking us up. Because we admit that it's fucking all of us up. As men and women, it's fucking all of us up. So how do we make it better for ourselves? What we need to do to make it better for ourselves is make sure that our young boys have got role models like your Cesar Lomos. You understand? But what do you do to Cesar Lomo? Because he doesn't slap up bitches, because he's perfect, because he's always on time, you try and bring him down, you try and cancel him. You try and do anything you can do to bring him down because you can't get anything genuine on him. And then what do? You rob your kids of a positive role model. Because the positive role models that you have, you fire them, you shoot at them, you kill them. That's why there's no incentive to be a nice guy. You ask, Nota, but you know, people miss out on your nice side, your soft side. Dog, they don't give a fuck about a nice guy. They won't give you a nice guy prize. You understand what I'm saying? So why the fuck be a nice guy? I mean, like, seriously. Seriously. Because if you can kill someone and still be trending on Twitter, still be trending on YouTube, if you can rape someone and still be judging on idols, if you can... I mean, like, why the fuck must I be perfect, dog? There's a guy who shot his girlfriend through the bathroom door. He's going to be walking on stilts in a couple years. He's going to be running like a free man. You understand? He's going to be signing books. He's going to be making movies. He's going to be getting a bag. I'm serious. Like, there's nothing that you can't get away with anymore.
But I hear your point. But if for me, if you were fair in this conversation, you'd be you're speaking about everything women are doing wrong. You know, that's all you did in the, for this whole conversation.
All women,
but you've never. We also do wrong in that situation.
No,
we also do wrong in that situation.
Let them do that. Let them talk about what we're doing wrong. Aren't they doing a great job at doing that? Let them do that. So let us be the ones who call them out. And that way we can have some balance. We can have some parity. Maybe if we're both calling each other out, then we'd be fair to one another. Then we'd be able to be see that, you know what?
It's not going to take us forward. You saying all black women are this way. It's not going
to
take us forward.
I told you that I don't hate Piltu. I told you that I don't hate her. I criticize her because she's up there on a pedestal and many, many, many women get influenced by her. That's why people put her name next to gin bottle because she can influence people. Do you understand what I'm saying? And what I'm trying to say is that that influence needs to be a positive influence. We can't be rushing influenced girls into drinking gin when there's teenage pregnancy at such high levels.
How are you making that connection?
The reason why I make that connection is because of this, is that we need to understand that we contribute to society. If I'm using my influence for something, if I'm Queen Son, I've got billboards all over the...
So, because you're saying she has a gin now, she's responsible for teenage pregnancy.
It's not about that. Wait, listen.
But you made that connection.
Listen to what I'm trying to say. Yeah. In this country, in South Africa, you need to look at the conditions of South Africa. In this country, like I said, we can't have rappers rapping like American rappers, talking about holding guns and gats and everything else, because otherwise these kids from fucking Alex are going to be killing all of us. Because that's what going to listen to.
I agree with
you. You understand
that.
What I'm saying?
But so, you can't
wait,
having a gin has nothing to do with teenage
pregnancy. I'm not saying that. Now there's a wave of artists, right? Okay. Why is Nom Zamo not dropping a gin? Nom Zamo would rather go on a free flight. She's not getting paid, and go and kiss dirty babies in Malawi. The babies are dirty.
This guy is unbelievable, Doug.
I won't lie. I look at those babies, I'm like, dude, they can't pay me to do what Nom Zamo's doing, dog. I swear, dog, if there's a dirty baby somewhere, trust me, Nom Zamo, send Nom Zamo the location, Nom Zamo will be there in a heartbeat. You understand
it's not
what I'm
about
saying?
That. Nota.
No, I'm trying to say. Nota. No, but that's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. You understand? Nom Zamo is out there. You understand? In hospitals where people are dying of cholera. Wait, I'm saying she's coming there. Right?
So you want everyone
smelling
to be
like Versace.
Why do you want everyone to be?
Where people
not everyone can be her, bro. if Pearl has been, and I want to get off this conversation because
I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about. But
Pearl having
dog is Noam Zama the richest artist? Is she Charlize Theron? No, she's not. I'm trying to say you don't need to be the richest.
You
artist.
You said you wouldn't do that, so you were expecting Pearl to do that when you
I'm not
wouldn't
saying
do that,
that. I wouldn't do that. I'm trying to say
you said you wouldn't kiss dirty babies. That's what you said.
I wouldn't kiss dirty babies.
Exactly. So you want Pearl to kiss dirty babies?
No, I'm not saying she must kiss dirty babies.
That's what you said.
No, but I'm saying
you said if Noam Zama can do that, why is she not doing that?
What I'm trying to say is that the one is being Mother Teresa. The other one is saying. Dog, as poos.
Yes, but we can't put it on her. There's guys in that, a society that have alcohol.
Where we've got alcohol DDS, abuse, we've got women abuse. In the same society where we are crying about the women are getting abused by drunk men. You understand? The women are getting abused. They're getting raped when they get drunk. There's date rape. Hold on. I'm just saying the culture and the toxicity that happens. Once you're at that level of influence, dog, Oprah is not out here trying to influence people to get drunk. That's what I'm trying to say. Because she's at a certain level of influence. She's building schools. You understand? I've been to Oprah school. I understand the power of her having that school. I understand what it's a gateway for. And what I'm trying to say is this, right? Someone with Pearl Tusi and that Pearl Tusi light skin privilege, that Pearl, it is.
Don't tell you light skin. But anyway,
I
let
am,
me wait, 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 okay, wait, wait.
I know the privilege. I
feel
it.
You contradict yourself a lot. Wait, I feel you contradict yourself. Okay, we'll get back to that topic. One of your idols,
who?
P. Diddy.
Yes.
Has a Ciroc.
I criticize him all the time.
He has Ciroc.
I criticize him all the time.
But we can't blame women.
I criticize
we can't
Puff
blame
Daddy
women
the
when they have drinks, but you're
I
not
criticize
blaming
Puff
him.
Daddy for the way he's strung around. Dog, I dog, right
Everyone,
now.
So
right
many
now,
people have
right
alcohol
now, dog,
brands. You don't
right
blame.
Now, dog, I could, yeah. I right now. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, let me put it to you.
We
like
need to be fair in this conversation. We can't blame women.
Okay, let me tell you something.
And not blame men for the same situation.
The other day I was in Brahm. Right, I was in Brahm. I was at an album launch. I was in Brahm at an album launch. When it hit 9, I said, I'm leaving. Why? Because I don't want to go to the after party at Drama. Why? Because I'm 32 years old. I'm famous. I'm a millionaire. There's 19-year-old girls there. It's not even a fair game. What am I doing there? Why am I doing... Why would I do that? You understand what I'm saying? Why am I even doing that? Why am I even playing those games? Like, it's not even a game. It's not even a test. It's not even worth trying. You understand? I need to be going home to go sleep. And that's what I'm trying to say. With great power comes great responsibility. Now,
the responsibility is not only on women.
I have, as a man, I've got the responsibility. I'm only 32, dog. It's not like I'm a 50-year-old man. I'm saying at 32, dog. At 32, I've got the restraint to not go to Drama. At 32, I've got the restraint to not go to Drama. Why? Because Drama is in Brahm, where students go and they party, it's their first nights out and everything else. Now I want this little girl who's supposed to be marrying Usipho, who's studying at Wits, to become a medical doctor one day. I'm going to now take her, fly her to George, because that's the only place I can get away with actually taking her out anyway, because no one knows me in George. So I'll fly her to George, you understand? Take her to a 5-star hotel, you understand? Because that's the only place I can get away with no one taking pictures of me. You understand? All of this type of shit. And then now she's supposed to now go on a date with Usipho. There at, what is the restaurant there in Brahm where the kids go?
I don't know.
KFC or something. I don't know what the fuck they eat, dog. I don't know what's in Brahm, dog, anymore. I ain't going to Brahm for shit. You understand? Yeah. But that's what I'm trying to say.
But for me, wait, okay. No, we need to end this conversation. But for me to end the conversation, you'd be fair if you explain from both sides. Right now, you are just blaming a woman for everything. There's no accountability. You've never said, if
yes,
you said,
I'm up that. Against the billboards that you see on the road that your kid sees when he's on his way to school. You understand? When he sees, why is it only black men that beat up? Black men are bad, me. You understand? And maybe on a bad day, she doesn't respond. Just lets it fly.
So you feeling blaming black women when I'm just saying.
One day when your son gives you attitude, you need to wonder, is it something you did or is it what he thinks about black men? Think about it.
Yeah, but us.
Because look at what you're saying about black men.
What am I saying about black men?
Have done this. Black men.
I'm taking accountability.
I know we are also wrong
in this situation. Yes, you are blaming black women for everything.
All we do is take accountability as black men. That's all we've been doing. As we celebrate this black man, he had to sit in jail for 27 years. Now we must celebrate. You have to celebrate a fucking terrorist. That's the best. What did your dad do to make him famous? He was in jail for 27 years. Oh, what? 27 fucking years. My God. What the fuck did he do? He was tried for treason. I'm serious. And that's the only reason you'll be proud to be a Mandela. It's because your dad was in jail for 27 years. So to be a black man, think about it. We're making women accountable. That's it. Somebody has to do it.
We also have to be accountable, dog. But you only blame women for everything.
Think about it. Imagine if the cops caught me drunk. I have to be accountable for being sober, dog. I can't allow myself to break the law, dog. Think about it. Imagine if they caught me with my disc expired. You understand? I have to make sure my shit... No, wait. I'm just saying.
I want us to have this conversation about the cops. Let's stop the woman thing.
I hold them accountable. I want us to have a conversation about the cops because you've been having this conversation.
We're gonna take the conversation to the cops. Let's be done with women. I think we had a long enough conversation about women.
You advocated for the women, but
no, I didn't advocate. I try
no,
to be.
I'll tell you why.
No, we have to be fair in this situation.
No, you are being fair, but hold on. You're number one. You're a ladies' man. Nah, number one. No, you are a ladies' man. You're their ladies' man. Didn't you have like that video with the girls like from every country? There's like a flag and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean?
No, it's like, not about that.
No, like you always like the ladies love you, so you're always soft to the ladies. I understand that. It's not about that.
For me, it's just like if we're gonna have a conversation, I want us to be fair. I don't want us to have a one-sided conversation.
I don't want
us to speak from one narrative, and we're not speaking from both narratives. I take accountability of the shit that we do that's fucked up. I can. That's what some of the pointers that you said I agree with. But like I'm here just standing only for the ladies.
Let me tell you something. Yeah.
No, it's a. I'm not trying to bash this whole fucking episode.
I wasn't trying to bash women. I'm trying to uplift men. Dog, go to the bathroom so we can come back, please. Hey, niggas that drink alcohol. It's poison. That's why you need to go to the bathroom all the time. Yeah.
All right. It's the end of 2022. It's been a crazy year. I'm
bashing women.
No, can we not go there, please? We've had good things happen this year, but we had a lot of fucked up shit happen this year.
Apart from bashing women.
No, can we please get away from me?
Yeah.
I think if I recall, the year started on a bad note. Rest in peace to Ricky Rick. Rest in peace to DJ Dimples. Rest in peace to Coolie Roberts. City Lights.
Was Coolie Roberts this year or was it last
year? Yeah, this year, Feb. All happened within the same space.
Oh, damn. It was Coolie Roberts, dog.
This year has been crazy.
And you know what's the funniest thing?
Dumi Kladi, rest in peace.
When Coolie Roberts died, when she passed away, I was talking to Mac G about, you need to get Ricky to promote Cotton Fest for your thing. So I hit up Ricky and then I said, yo, Ricky, why aren't you working with Mac G for Cotton Fest? And he's like, oh shit, I forgot I was actually supposed to hit you up when I've decided on the date. And I was like, nah, forget that. I didn't see the dates advertised. I'm saying, why aren't you promoting it? He's like, yo, YFM don't want anything to, they don't even want us to have an interview. They don't even want us to book Mac G and Saul at the gig. So now I'm thinking to myself, you know, some of the people that do PR for YFM, some of them have been people that have been in the game for a long time, you know? And for them to be pulling such moves like this, you know, when we're actually supposed to be promoting black culture. I mean, some people used to work with Lebo Mathosa when she was still alive. You know what black culture means. You understand? And where we're trying to take it. Some of them worked at YMAG. You understand? And now you're trying to do little stunts with, you got corporate power. Don't be now using hip-hop to now fight corporate battles, dude. Us as hip-hop, if Mac G is doing something and he's got a platform that can promote it, let him promote it. If El Tito is doing something, he's got a platform that can promote it, let us promote it. Let us not play these corporate games, dog. Johan Rupert owns YFM, dog. We can't now be doing Johan Rupert's bidding, dog, because all he wants to do is sell Savannah.
Now, I'm with you. But today, Nota, we're here to discuss... you are the authority, so I had to bring you for this episode because we are discussing the whole year. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. I felt like let me have the authority, have his opinion on what's happening. We're trying to round off what happened this year.
Yeah,
let's start at the beginning. Top five DJs of the year.
So my top five: number one, DJ Spoo. Yeah. Number two, DJ Spoo.
Number one,
yeah. Niggas in Florida. Niggas in Florida right now.
He's there to show them his G-string. I love TJ Spool. I have this right here on the show. I love
he's
TJ
there
Spool.
To DJ. And not there to show
no
them
promotion.
His G-string. Exactly.
No.
But I'm just saying, he's DJing. Is he not DJing? Go to his timeline. He's actually DJing internationally and shutting shit down.
Okay, let's hear this top five.
You understand? Number two, MacG. MacG, because of his podcast, is probably one of the most booked DJs in the country right now. Number three, Chaotic DJ. Chaotic DJ is probably one of the most skillful DJs since DJ Shimza, you know? Number four, Major League DJs. Major League DJs, they're shutting it down. Balcony mixes everywhere. It's international. It's fucking shit up. Number five, Deben Goko. Like, I mean, she's not there because people are there to see a thong either. I'm just saying.
Okay, what is your criteria?
My criteria is, can you play as a DJ? DJ Spool can play. We know he can play. That's unequivocal. He comes from the old school vinyl playing days. He's not, I booked him at that party that you're talking about on the 20th of June. Yes, 2008. You understand? So, that guy can play. We know that. And he's so good at playing that he's playing internationally right now and he can still play. Right? He can still play. He's got a podcast which has promoted his brand, right? So he's doing something different to promote his brand, which is YouTube. Just like anybody who's a DJ is promoting themselves on YouTube. A whole lot of DJs are promoting themselves on YouTube. So let's give him credit for that. He's doing that through interviewing people. MacG is doing the same thing. He's a DJ.
But
he DJs at parties.
Podcast. We're talking about DJs.
I'm not talking about DJ. Where does MacG make the most of his money? From DJing. The DJ gigs are the bulk of his money. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Yes. Wait. I'm saying, even DJ Spool, the Hustlers Corner podcast, it's YouTube money. So he makes the bulk of his money from DJ gigs. So hold on. These guys that we're looking at, the what brings them in bread, their biggest check is DJing. So are they not DJs? If your girl is bringing in the biggest bag as a makeup artist, but she acts as well, what is she? Is she an actress or a makeup artist? She's a makeup artist. Because that's what brings in the biggest bag. It's not that she acts, yes, we've seen her on TV. Yes, she's a makeup artist. That's how she brings in the bag. So DJ Spool is a DJ. That's how he brings in the bag. He DJs for the bag. Okay? MacG DJs for the bag. Okay? He podcasts for the fame. Who's this guy? Chaotic DJ DJs for the bag. He DJs really well. You understand? Major League DJ, they DJ for the bag. They DJ internationally, worldwide. They do mixes on YouTube.
Okay.
Deben Goko, she DJs for her bag. You understand? And the thing about Deben Goko, the reason why I put her in the top five as well is because Deben Goko trades on skill and like her ability to actually play a set. It's not, people trust Deben Goko, as in DJs respect Deben Goko. DJs respect Deben Goko. You know what I mean? She's not a DJ because, oh no, she's going to bring the Slay Queens, she's going to bring the Ballers. No. She DJs because they know that she's going to come through, play a fire set, and introduce some new music that you probably never heard of, that you're going to like. Some exclusives. You understand? And that's it. And she also introduces new artists. She, like, grooms, like, the new artists. Like, you hear the new songs. Like, Bastrata. Who was the first person to play it?
Not sure about
Deben Goko. The first videos that you saw playing. All these hit songs. When you start seeing them... Think about it. How many songs have started where you see Deben Goko is the first one to play it? That's where Uncle Waffles got that whole entire thing from. She got that from Deben Goko. Deben Goko started it with the fucking Kuza Goko challenge. That started with the Kuza Goko challenge. And then Uncle Waffles' career was launched because she did a Kuza Goko challenge with another song.
Let's move on, Nota. So let me give my top five DJs.
I'm just saying that's how influential Deben Goko is.
I hear you. I agree with you with two DJs. If Uncle Waffles wants to show a G-string, let her show a G-string. No,
I'm just saying.
But let's move on from that. Can I say my top five?
Please. Nigga.
Okay, I agree with you.
You need to be able to shut down the Eiffel Tower if you want to see Deben Goko's G-string.
Okay, cool.
I'm just saying.
All right, cool.
It's not just anybody can see Deben Goko's G-string. I'm just saying.
Time is not on our side. Let's move on. Top five DJs of the year.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you with Deben Goko. I definitely agree with you with Major League. Those are two people I agree with you. I think I'm also leaning with the lady that you dissed with the G-strings. Uncle Waffles is definitely my top five because Uncle Waffles changed the game, whether we like it or not. I know a lot of people diss her.
She would have been
so
number five
reasons.
For me, but Deben Goko influenced her. So I can't give the
inspiration. I feel Uncle Waffles is very influential in terms of like DJs are performers now. Before, DJs used to play music and just be chilling, looking at the crowd.
TXC did that first. And they were the first ones to do that. Yeah. And they were the ones who made it influential. Because they were... Yeah. Let me tell you why. No. I'll tell
no,
you why.
Can I finish top five? No, okay, we have to get through this.
I'll tell you why. But it happened in London. No, because TXC got more bookings because people wanted to fuck them, right? And then Durban Gogo was also getting bookings. But Durban Gogo was actually a better DJ. But people wanted to get with TXC. And now it was a battle for who should get more bookings. I know this because I was speaking to a lot of promoters in the UK. And I said, yo, you guys have got the power to influence what happens with our culture. But if you guys are just booking these people just based on looks and you're going to shun Durban Gogo, then you're going to fuck it up. And if you want your parties to be hot, then you're going to book Durban Gogo because she's going to make sure she plays actually proper sets.
Durban Gogo is on it. We've discussed that. She's on
but
it.
We have to be hard on defending her because this industry
she's in the top five.
This industry is very mean, girl.
I agree. But we need to get this top five.
Yeah.
And TXC, those are my friends.
That's what I'm saying. So that I cannot uplift Uncle Waffles above Durban Gogo because
I'm not putting it above.
Because
I'm
falling
five.
For the trap that they do to put girls against each other based on how they look.
That's what you are doing. Right
I'm
now.
Not doing that. I'm saying I'm not even putting Uncle Waffles in the equation because it's all based on how she looks.
No, I am saying Uncle Waffles is in the top five based on her performance. I never spoke about she's in the top five because of her G-string. I'm saying she's influential because most DJs are performing now. Okay. Most DJs I used to see used to be chilling.
Okay.
Right now, DJs are busy. They are moving. But she's very influential. Can I get to my top five, please?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Gabza the Small. Definitely my top five.
Okay.
I feel he's very influential. He's powerful. And most DJs look up to Gabza. And because of his album too, I'm definitely
DJs,
putting him in there.
Producers look up to him.
Yeah, I'm putting him in there. I'm putting him in there because of his album too. That's four. Number five, I'm conflicted. I have Oscar, Bo. I do. I have DJ Maporisa. So those are the two. So I have like a kind of like a six. So you guys will help us out in putting the five because me and Nota are never going to agree on this.
Yeah, we won't.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. Top five versus...
Just say Nota's top five is the one we're going with.
No, the people will decipher and we'll put it together. Top five verses of the year.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to start this one or should I start this one?
No, start it.
Okay.
No, top... okay, hold on. Let me start it, actually.
Okay.
Top five. Number one, Arrest Me, Doc. Dude, it's not even a verse, but whoever put that clip, whoever took that clip, I'm sorry. Can I tell you why I have to put it in verse of the year? Because the nigga took exactly what Big Khosa did. That hit him up. So he took my clip and he put that on the Hit 'Em Up beat. And because Big Khosa fucked up the game with Hit 'Em Up, and this Hit 'Em Up fucked up the game even more than that Big Khosa Hit 'Em Up. It fucked up the game even more, dog. It fucked up on higher levels. It fucked it up.
No,
the cops.
I know you love yourself. Shut down the cops. That is not the number one verse of the year. You
show me another viral is something that's more viral, dog. There isn't any...
No, we are not speaking of the viral moment. You speak of
every second word MT says is arrest me, dog.
No, that's not a verse.
That's
we're not speaking about the viral moment.
Thing.
We are speaking of top
it's
five
a line.
Verses of the year.
Yes. It became a verse. As soon as someone took it and put it in a song, it became a verse.
Okay, rap the verse for me, please.
It's arrest me, dog. Nah, man.
Is that a verse? Arrest me, dog.
No, man.
It's not about you, bro.
Okay.
I trusted you to be that authority and be responsible.
No, okay, number two. Is
not number one, Nota.
Sorry, man. So, verse of the year.
Okay, I'll get to it. Let me start this one.
Oh, shit, my bad.
Let me start this one. Top five verses of the year. Okay, we have Nasty C.
Oh, I
Lemons
didn't have
and
a verse of the year.
Nota, can I speak?
I'm sorry, I didn't
okay,
have
cool.
one, actually.
We have Nasty C.
All the verses were whack this year. Yes. I didn't have a verse of the year. I remember now. I'm reading something else now.
Okay,
I'm reading most viral moments. I'm trying to explain why Arrest Me Dog is a verse. I'm like, And I'm thinking to myself, nah, I'm capping. You're capping, dog. Now you're capping. I can't cap. I'm sorry. I was,
oh, fuck.
My cap rate was like, nigga. Nah, nigga. I'm listening to myself explaining how to verse. I'm thinking to nigga, this is some pala pala bullshit, dog. It's like the pala pala story. And then what happened?
Okay, cool. Let me get to the top five verses of the year.
And then why didn't you give them the Buffaloes?
Okay, no one's taking our speak. We have time to get... Okay, cool. Top five verses of the year. We'll put it in order, okay? Number one, Nasty C, Lemons and Lemonade. Number two, McGregor Doughboy. Never Ride. Number three, Young Stunna, Sete. Number four, Sir Trill. On that Mac G song.
Gandhi.
Yes, sir. Number five, I give it to KO on Omega. That's my top five.
Omega. Yeah, no, the verses were whack for me.
I've like, seen all the verses of the year.
Can I tell you something? You see, when Big Zulu dropped the diss track, I listened to it. I was like, shit, he's about to get eight. You know? And I listened to the Omega freestyle. I was like, okay, you got scratched. You know? I listened to the Questa freestyle. I was like, you just dissed him with the things that I've already said. You know? So I'm like thinking to myself, I dissed Big Zulu worse than anybody.
What did you say to Big Zulu?
Everything I said. Look at how Big Zulu goes on. Hey, yes, look at that. That shows you I got under his skin. Like, he's never been that angry at any of those niggas. Think about it. He's angry at me. I didn't even diss him. I'm thinking, these niggas couldn't even get him to make that reaction. So I'm like, aight, dog. Then Kabi, aight, dog. They didn't do nothing. So I was like, okay, sharp. So then when I listened to this...
Wait, you said you dissed him worse than everybody. What did you say?
No, I'm saying I made him more angry.
Okay, what did you say?
No, I like when I say, like, you know, the you can't diss me from Questa's crib, dog. I did say that. The nigga, you're inviting everybody to Rap Life Studios. That's my old shit, dog. That's my old studio equipment, dog.
Also said that.
It doesn't matter. That's the point. That you signed to another nigga that signed to... Who?
Okay.
No, I mean, you're dissing me? Hide from my crib. Okay. I'll cut out the lights, motherfucker. I was like, nigga, ngak atresa, manje ngak atresa.
Okay, so you're gonna have no opinion on top five verses.
No, all the verses will work. So
I don't agree with you.
Let's go to rap of the year.
Rap of the year. Okay, cool.
Vocalistic.
We said rap of the year.
Yeah, I've only got one. Vocalistic. That's it.
We said rapper of the year.
Yeah.
Not Mapiano.
He's rapper. He's the best rapper. Joe.
No, it's a
weird. Ha, 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 ha. Because you don't understand Spitori, you can't hear what he's saying. Yo. Have you heard Shippa? Ha. Are you hearing what the man is saying? Dog, give me. Dog, me, the thing is this. Me, I appreciate South African culture, ne? No. What, yeah. The thing is this. Me, I appreciate South African culture.
Hold up. Hold up. Let's relax. Let's get to the point.
Seven men in Harajeta. Nigga, have you ever been seven men in a Jetta?
Why didn't you put that in your verse of the year then?
Like the lines that he's saying, dog.
Okay, Nota, do you have a top five or not?
No, I don't. I just have Vocalistic. Dog, if you listen to what Vocalistic is saying, dog, and you listen to Spitori, dog, touch my blood. Hey, dog. That man is rapping, dog.
Yeah, I agree. I put him in a different list.
The thing is this, ne? For you grew up...
I agree. I put him in a different
Yeah,
list.
Yeah. You grew up... I understand, but you grew up in a generation where to be a rapper, right, you have to be defined as what the American format of a rapper was. Because there was a conflict between the Kwaito guys and the guys who identified as Maniga. You understand? There was that conflict. Yeah. So because it was adversarial, right? You never ever saw the niggas that are doing Kwaito as rappers. And that was an attitude. It's like, nah, they're not rappers. Because they're doing that Kwaito shit, then they're not rappers. But they were actually rapping. It's just that they weren't as articulate as the rappers that were rapping in the more American style. They were rappers, that they weren't articulate rappers, or they weren't...
I consider Pro a rapper.
It's just like, it's like a little baby. Little baby's not giving you punchlines or anything else. He's just telling narratives. That's the whole entire thing. It's a narrative. I woke up. I went to the store. Nigga shot him. He wasn't there no more. Okay, let's go. Okay, there was blood on the floor. Okay, playing dice. Okay, nigga told me the score. Okay, then we had to settle another score.
No, we have to get through this thing.
Mopping the floor.
Okay, wait.
You understand? Okay, so no, that's what I'm saying.
We have to finish.
Wait.
A time is not on the
okay,
side.
So that's cool. So what I'm trying to say is that for you, a KRS-One would look at Migos and say, those are not rappers.
Okay.
So you are like KRS-One to what Focalistic
is. No, I look at Migos. I'm a KRS-One, but
to what Focalistic
is. For me is.
To what Focalistic is. Think about it.
Yes, but
think about it.
We have different lists. We have a Yano's top five.
I don't have a Yano's top five.
So we're now the only person that you consider
a rapper in this country
is
Focalistic.
So the only rapper in this country is Focalistic.
Yeah, that's the only nigga. That's rapping. That's the only nigga that's rapping. That's the only nigga when I listen to him rapping, I'm like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I was rapper. I was rapper.
Okay, since you don't have a top five, can I give my top five?
I can't listen to these other niggas.
Okay, cool. Let me give
these
my top five.
These niggas is trappers. They ain't been to Atlanta, dog.
Okay, time is not on our side. Yeah. Let me get through my top five, please. These guys are not even trappers. No one is trappers yet.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. The man has the number one song in the country. Mr. Cash Time, definitely number one rapper of the year. Number two is Keenan. Number three is McLara Dope Boy.
Yeah.
Clean.
Nice.
Then, and none of these are trappers, by the way.
All I know is that Patrice Motsepe went to go visit Focalistic in Paris.
Huh?
Yeah.
But we're talking about rappers of the year. I'm not just who saying. Visited who got who visited who?
I'm just saying Patrice ain't okay, flying cool. out to go see. Okay. Who did you say? What are your name? What are they?
I said K.O.
What?
I said K.O.
Patrice doesn't
I
know
said
them.
AKA.
Patrice doesn't know him.
I said McLaren Dope
Patrice
Boy.
Doesn't know him.
No, he's booked them for you.
He books them. He does know them.
Okay, cool. Then I have Nessie C and Aries. That's my top five.
Yeah.
Okay, top five rappers of the year. Let's get to your favorite subject, okay? Top five viral moments of the year.
You know, I raced Patrice on the same street where DJ Somebody was killed.
You what?
I raced, yeah. He was in his Black Series. In his Benz, yeah.
Are you sure he was racing? Or you
No, we were racing. He was his bodyguards.
Patrice even drive his own car.
Dog, he was driving his Black Series, dog. He's got a Black Series Benz. He was driving it. He had his security guard with a Ford in the back. You understand? Trust me, he knows me. That's the thing. I know Patrice.
Disputing
dog.
That. So wait, how did this race happen? Did you say, "Yo, Patrice, I want to race you," and he said, "Yes, let's race."
No time. So. No, I pulled up to the robots. Yeah. I realized it's Patrice. I recognized it's him. And then we were going. The robot turned green. And then we pressed. And then, hey, I'm pressing. And, hey, he's pressing as well. I'm pressing. Hey, we pressed it. And we got to the next robot. And I was like, hey, cool. Oh, that was dope. That was dope. That was dope, dog. That was dope. That was like, I dope. Dope.
I'm gonna
No, it's not like we're drag racing, like we're speeding. No.
Okay.
It's just like, okay. You understand? Then with me, dog. Come on, dog. From all robot to robot, dog. Up until the engine, then we turned down and went.
Okay, no time. Let's have to top Brian's five thing. Viral
moments by Gallo Manor.
Top five viral moments of the year. Let's get to it.
Arrest me, dog.
Come on. I agree with you there.
Trust me.
Nota has been viral the whole year. We cannot dispute that. He's trending every week.
Yeah.
That definitely,
number one,
no capping on
number
that.
Number two, I say Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith. That's number
that
two
stopped
for me.
The whole world. That literally stopped the whole world.
I mean, they're still talking about it. Even Trevor Noah's, you know, trying to simp again.
Can we not deviate, please? Okay, cool. Let's give me that top five, Nota.
Number three is
that's your
is that
subject.
White lady. That's it. Blacks must be killed, not pit bulls. That's the viral moment, yeah, because she ended up getting arrested.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it's always nice when they get arrested.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Number four?
It's not like blacks aren't the ones killing blacks, but, you know. When a white person says that she must get arrested, but she ain't killed no black person. But when DJ somebody gets killed, nobody's calling for anybody to be arrested.
Why?
Because he's black. And blacks must get killed. Therefore, black, white lives matter is number four. Gotta give it to Ye, dog. He shut it down. Dog.
No, sir. Like,
Bloomberg magazine announced that Kim Kardashian has to pay $1.3 million. She got found guilty of a crypto scam. And the only way to shut down that Billboard news, Bloomberg news, that whole entire scandal. I mean, that's the biggest crypto scandal. She's the biggest person to be charged for crypto scams. She got charged $1.3 million. And guess what? Nobody could even talk about it because they were so busy talking about, oh, white lives matter. How can he say white lives? Brilliant. So what did he do? He saved his kids from their mom losing all the deals that are keeping her as a billionaire so that he could lose his billions and still make sure that the mom is still a billionaire so his kids are safe.
No, sir, you love Kanye. I love Kanye.
Gotta give it to
you.
Think about
Wait,
it.
No, okay.
He saved their mom.
He saved their mom.
He said when he dropped that White Lives Matter, dog, it was on the same day as Kim was. Okay. It was
I don't agree with you with that. I feel Ye. I love Ye. Like,
dog, have Ye. Have you heard of Kim Kardashian's crypto scandal?
Nah, but
exactly.
But here's what I'm saying. It's not
she
about
was
that.
She was found guilty.
For me, Ye is selfish. It's all about him moving forward.
That's why he saved his wife.
So like so we must be
and his kids.
We must be sacrificed for him to save his
Who's
wife.
Who's we?
Black people.
What have
He's
black people
pushing
ever
a narrative
done
white lives matter.
What have black people ever done for him?
He's Nigga. A superstar because of black people too.
Is he rich because of black people?
Yes, black people did play a role in him becoming a superstar.
How? In America.
They bought his music.
In a country where white people are the ones that buy the music that make you rich.
So are you saying Kanye has no black fans?
I'm saying that the majority of his fans are white folk. I'm saying the majority of his fans because the majority of America is white.
Yes, but you are saying he's
and the
his
majority
wife.
Of the people that buy the sneakers that he designs are white folk.
And what are the white
the
folks?
Majority of
what are the white folks doing to him now? The Jewish white folks. He's canceled,
what do you
mean? Isn't he?
No,
he's not a billionaire. He's not
them,
a billionaire no
but
more.
He's still
right?
Millions.
Because of white people.
And who's still supporting him? White folk.
Black
yes, because white
him.
People are still the ones that are buying his products. Black people can't afford his products. They're too expensive. You understand? They're too expensive. I'm serious. That's what he was fighting against.
I don't agree with you there. Yeah, he's offended black people. There was no repercussions.
Dog.
He offended Jewish
how many
people.
Kids, how
he
many
got
kids,
canceled.
How many kids have you seen rocking Yeezys in Alex?
Yeah. Well.
Exactly.
Like, I've seen a few. Clearly, not a lot of people can afford them. Yeah.
Exactly.
Obviously.
Every white bitch that goes to Virgin Active wears Yeezys.
No,
I'm just saying.
I'm
you
just
had
saying,
to, dog.
Call
why?
Yeah.
Why? Because
they could
wife,
afford it. Yeah.
No, because his wife is Kim Kardashian, dog. Seriously, he married a woman who's going to be the most influential to white women as well as black women. Because black women want to be like white women, and white women want to have bodies like black women. So he found a white woman who's got a body like a black woman. So black women will feel like, okay, fine, she's one of us because you know she's got a sister. She knows how it is to fit in our clothes and everything else. Why? So she can sell Skims cross-sectionally.
Okay, let's move on from Kanye and Kim. Nota, you've obviously been trending all year because of like the cop situation. I need you to break it down. What is the issue? Every time I'm on social media, I'm seeing you with the cops.
My number five, Patrick Shai.
Oh, yeah.
That's my number five.
Yeah, that was crazy. That's a pity. Rest in peace to Patrick Shai.
Mm.
It happened this year, ne? It seemed like it was a while ago. Rest in peace to Patrick Shai. It's a pity, man. What happened in your situation?
Mm. And forgetting him is very bad because, you know, he's a stalwart. So, yeah, that was, you know, like one of those sad viral moments, but... You know, that just shows you that it's real life. This internet is not for fun and games, you know. They're real life consequences. So, you know, yeah, it's just sad that it came to that.
Yeah, rest in peace to Patrick Shah.
But I mean, like, that's exactly what motivates these cop videos. Because, I mean, what happens to a guy like Patrick Shah? You become a big actor and then you have to go back to the hood. When you go back to the hood, it doesn't matter that you're coming back to the hood so that you can be in the same environment that produced you and you can give back your knowledge and skills to the kids that grew up watching you in the community where you come from, right? They look at you as a failure. So it's crabs in a bucket. They pull you down. They make you feel miserable for being back there. And then what happens? Then your kids tell you, oh, daddy, let's start a TikTok. Or let's do something. Or let's do a viral challenge. And you're not supposed to be, as Patrick Shai, be fighting to be making viral challenges. You know? You're supposed to be celebrated as a big actress, as a big star. But our industry is not cut out for that. And why is our industry not cut out for that? Because everybody wants to be a TV star. Nobody's saying no to being on Isibaya. Nobody's saying no to be on Shaka Zulu. Nobody's saying no to be on Uzalo or whatever these things. And these things destroy actors' careers. Why? Because no one's going to see you in a fucking cinema if they can watch you on SABC for free. They won't. There's a reason why we pay 160 rand to go watch Will Smith. Because that's the only fucking place you can see him. Seriously. If we want to see him on TV, we have to watch old episodes of Fresh Prince. Old episodes. From the 90s. Almost 30 years ago. You understand? That's the only place you can get to see him on TV, maybe on reruns. And that's rare. So our actors are now being devalued. I paid Pro Kid to come perform at my 18th birthday. Nigga had to collect the check at my school. You understand? All the kids at school had to come see Pro Kid come to my school to come collect a fucking check. From me. Why? Because I contributed to this fucking culture, dog. I gave up for this culture and I'm a humble guy. I'm still the guy that will pay no, Pro Kid. Wait, I'm still the guy. Let me tell you why I'm humble. I'm not modest. I'm not modest. I'm not modest. You know that I'll pull the chair for you. You know that I'll bring you an ice bucket. You know that I'll get your drinks for you, dog. Even as I am, doesn't matter what level I am. If I'm hosting you, you know you're hosted by me. You're taken care of by me. I serve you personally. I don't send someone. You know that. That's how humble I am. It's not about niggas saying, yo, I'm humble. No, that's modest. Modest is when you don't say much about yourself. Being humble is actually how you behave, dog. You understand what I'm saying? Do you understand? That's the type of nigga I am. That's how humble I am. When other motherfuckers wanted to pop bottles in the clubs in Santon and everybody else, and everybody used to look at Questa like he's a piece of shit, he's a kid from the hood, no one supports him, I drove my motherfucking mother's Benz every fucking day to fucking K1. I didn't have to. I did it. I didn't have to, I did it. You understand what I'm saying? Now he's taken care of. Now he's a kid from the hood who's got kids that go to private schools. You understand? He's got a daughter that was born in a Del Sprit clinic, a free clinic, that goes to a school at Ernie Els's golf estate. From K1 to hole-in-one. Big easy.
Yo, I think that's about it, man. We'll wrap it up there. Shout out to everybody. The year has been crazy. A lot of ups and downs, but we're going to rock out. We'll see you guys next year, 2023, El Tito Podcast. We out, El Tito, Nota.
Save your
yes,
money.
Yes, sir.
It's going to save you.
Yes, sir. We out.
That was good.
No, Nota is an evil genius.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an evil genius.